Good morning. Among the sorrows laid upon and the sins against our Savior, one of the most hurtful may have been the betrayal of Judas, one of his chosen 12 closest disciples and companions. As a Son of God, Jesus knew of the betrayal that was to happen, yet this did not make it any easier. From John 6, starting verse 64, "But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him." Verse 70, "Jesus answered them, 'Did I not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil.' He spoke of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him." During his ministry among men, Jesus expended his time and energy upon the apostles. He loved and prayed for them. Luke 6:12 records that Jesus prayed all night, the night before he selected his apostles. John 18:2 tells us that the location of the betrayal was a place where Jesus often met with his disciples. For one of these close friends and companions to seek harm against their teacher and Lord was indeed traitorous. From Psalm 41, verse 7 through 9, "All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They say, 'A deadly thing is poured out on him. He will not rise again from where he lies.' Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me." Jesus refers to this psalm in the upper room with his apostles, as recorded in John 13:18-19. "I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I am telling you this now, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he." Several verses earlier, in verse 2, tells us that the betrayal was of Satan. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. In this betrayal, as with the many sorrows and sufferings, our Savior can share with and relate to his creation, who had been betrayed by those who were close to them, to include spouses, family, friends, and others. Hebrews 2:17 reminds us, "Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God." Jesus knows the pain of the betrayed and calls us to him. In him we can find a trustworthy God. Many psalms praise God for this quality of trustworthiness. A few examples. Psalm 9:9-10. "The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Psalm 18:6-7. "Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him." Psalm 37:5-6. "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as a light, and your justice as the noonday." And from Isaiah 12:2, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." As expressed in these verses, we can trust in the Lord to fulfill his promises. He will not betray his faithful friends. In this supper, we express our trust and belief in Jesus as a Son of God and the Christ sent by the Father to take away the sins of the world in his death and resurrection. Let us partake in faithful trust in his salvation and in his return.